You've mentioned before that you were Baptist religion. Were you raised in the church?
Raised in the Baptist church. Definitely.
What was that like?
Good and bad. It was good in the sense of the camaraderie with people of the same religion. You all had a common thing there that bound you together, which was religion. And it was, you met a lot of people through that. You know, you got to know a lot of people around you and in the area through religion and going to church and all that. The religion, though, was a little forced upon you. And I really didn't care too much for that. I'm not one of these type of people that likes to have things forced on them too much. So I rebelled against that a little bit.
When your father died, did your mother continue to keep the farm up?
No. At that time, me and my brother both had left home and were living somewhere else. I had my own place and he had his, and so my mother wasn't able or did not really care to keep the farm up. She started selling it off in lots and you know, small tracts. But what that did do, along with whatever insurance my father had, afforded her a way of living without having to work very much, you know, or very hard. So, you know, she didn't. Oh, let's see. Yeah. Well, after that, let's see, my mother then decided that she would go back to work for a while, working in five and dime store again. Went back to work and continues to work today still. Even though she doesn't have to work now, she's retired and draws some money from where she worked before and draws Social Security and really has enough to live on, and draws some money, I think, from land and property she sold. So she really doesn't have to work. She does it now to get out and see people. Gives her something to do and a purpose, I guess, as much as anything. Going back to the hippie era and all that sort of stuff, and talking about the music a little bit. The rock and roll music came along in that era with some of the bigger bands. Started out with the Beatles, and for me it did, and Peter, Paul, and Mary, and those kind of people, and Jimi Hendrix, and all of that. And the music was really good and had message, they really were trying to get a point across, whatever the point might be, whether it was just they were searching or whether, you know, whatever the message was, but it was definitely music with a message and a sound. However, it was a lot louder sound and a lot, more invigorating music. The area I lived in, pretty much the religious tone there did not tolerate the music, did not like the music. My father in particular hated it. Thought we were all going to hell if we listened to it. But you know, we haven't done that either. So, but the music was good, and I don't know. It helped maybe to promote some thinking along the line. Is what I think about the music of that time. It really induced people to think about things, where the music today, you know, it does sometimes. For a period thereafter that, I'll say up until rap music came along, and I'm not a real big fan of rap music. However, rap music does the same as the music of Hendrix and all the other earlier groups, it does have a tendency to make you think about things where there was a period there of what they call bubblegum music or whatever, and it didn't, there was no really message to it, and didn't really cause you to think about anything. It was just party music and or whatever, dance music. And now again with the rap music, you know, like I said, not being a big fan of it, but listening to it and thinking about that, it promotes thinking and causes people to think about their situation and what's going on. I'm a fan in that way. Talking about going back to after I had moved out, my mother and my father had passed, and my mother was working again. During that time is when I ended up getting a divorce and moving to Alabama. Up until that time, I had worked primarily as a mechanic and worked in the steel mills, and was looking for a definite change from that, and decided to get into something where I could get a better education. I couldn't really afford to go back and pay for an education or go back to college, although I wished to do so. I really couldn't afford to do that, so I started working for the insurance companies who would send you to school, sales schools. And from there went into the automobile or tire business, and they also sent me to all kinds of management training schools and tire sales schools and all of that, and kind of self-educated myself a lot better than I had been previously, in order to get the education I was looking for. It was hard, you know, I really couldn't afford to go to college and really wanted to go. So I just ended up kind of self-educating myself and to do better in life and to get where I wanted to go in life. Being a tire store manager is probably not anybody's goal in life, but it does afford me a pretty good living, and it affords me to have the things I'm looking for as far as a home and the things that go with that. You know, that's where I'm at now at age 43. I'm settling down more than ever before and looking to have a home and all the things that go with the home, the two-car garage and all that sort of thing, more so than I was at age 20 and 23. So it changes. A lot of things change in time. To go back to some political stuff, talk about Richard M. Nixon a little bit. I never did like it when he got elected. I thought he was a crook, and proved out it was, and that he was a crook. So I never thought too much of Mr. Nixon as far as the Watergate thing and all the tapes and all of that going on. I thought it was real harmful to the country, having had all that going on in the country. I don't think if the media hadn't been as it is, with TV and the media being there watching every move, and sometimes that's good and sometimes that's not good, but it wouldn't have been blown as far out of proportion as it was without it, had the media not been there. And I don't think it would have done as much damage in the country had it been kept a little quieter. It should have been done, and he should have been taken out of office. I agree with that, but it should have been done in a better fashion and not as destructive to the country as it was. Vietnam was a disaster, and that's all you can say about it. It was a total disaster for the United States. It was a disaster for the people who fought in the war. And it's caused a lot of people that fought in the war a lot of problems. And it was a war we couldn't have won to start with. And knowing what we know now, no, we could not have won it at all. Under no circumstances, probably. I was glad when Nixon left office. I think Ford came in after him, and Gerald Ford, he really didn't do anything. He just kind of served out the term and left and ran. I think he ran for one more term, but really never accomplished much. And the only thing I can say about Nixon is that he was real good in foreign relations. He opened up a lot of doors in trade with China and some of those places that had never been opened before. So he really did do good there, but that was about the only place he really helped anything. Troops coming home from Vietnam. Everybody was glad to see the people come back that came back, but there was really no celebration and nothing to celebrate when they came back. And it was a futile effort, I'd say. Peace agreement in Vietnam, there really isn't one. No such thing. So you can call it whatever you want. It's just the end of something that shouldn't have never begun in the first place. Impeachment proceedings for Nixon, like I said, they just shouldn't have been as publicized as they were. Yeah, on that. But today, with I live in Alabama, work in a tire store, managing a tire store, it's considered a small business, the people that I work for now. And small businesses and people themselves are struggling because of the government and its spending policies and overspending, and needs to be some control set there as to how much they can spend and when they can spend it, and it needs to be set by the American people. It doesn't need to be done by Congress or you know, and we elect these people, but once they get in there, then we don't really have any control over them. We don't, other than if we're going to elect them or re-elect them the next time. But what they do and what they vote on while they're there, we really don't do much to control that. And there's a big feeling of apathy in the nation. Nobody does anything. They just accept whatever comes their way. And that should be changed. Everybody should participate, myself included. I should do more than I do.